This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run. You're here with Lin Mark, Julian Ng and Wong Shanning, taking a look at some international headlines. According to Fitch Ratings, the latest U.S. tariffs on Chinese imports represents an escalation of U.S. trade protectionism beyond the agency's baseline forecasts.
That's right. This came out in a report that was released last week where Fitch noted that U.S. President Donald Trump has increased the risk for global growth quite significantly.
Yes, the announcement underscores how protectionism and the use of tariffs is raising the prospect of disruption to global trade that could definitely have a much bigger impact than what we saw in 2018.
So for more on this, we have on the line with us Brian Colton, Chief Economist with Fitch Ratings, to explain the effects of the latest U.S. tariffs on China. Thank you for joining us, Brian. So how does the recent escalation affect your forecasts for the global economy?
Well, our current forecast baseline had been assuming that the U.S.-China trade dispute essentially remained kind of frozen at the level that it was in mid-June. So what we mean by that is that we were assuming that the $300 billion of imports that at that point hadn't been affected by U.S. tariffs wouldn't actually happen. But the $200 billion, which had already been subject to 25% tariffs, that would remain in place but wouldn't get a further escalation. So what we've had last week is a significant development in the sense that we are now in a new phase of further escalation, and that has to be negative for the growth outlook.
And have you factored in the potential impact of the new tariff?
Well, it's always very hard. There's lots of different assumptions involved. If it remains at this 10%, and remember that's not actually happened yet, that's a threat of something that has come from the president of the U.S. With the date of the 1st of September on it. So it's not actually been imposed yet. But if we get the 10%, it's probably not going to have a huge impact on our global growth numbers, in the sense that we would probably be knocking maybe 0.1 percentage point off of global growth. So at the moment, our forecasts for global growth in our baseline are that it will be about 2.8%. This year, down from 3.2% in 2018. So that number would probably come down to maybe 2.7. But I think the key issue is that, you know, if we do get a 10%, then the risk of going all the way up to 25% has really gone up a lot. And if that happens, then we're looking at maybe 0.4% off of world growth. That would take world growth back down to about 2.3-2.4%, back where it was in 2012, which was a pretty rough year for the world economy. You had the Eurozone sovereign debt crisis in full swing at that point. So it's maybe not the 10% shock. It's the risk that we go all the way up to 25% across the board on all U.S. imports from China. That would be the real damaging scenario.
And Brian, what are your biggest concerns going forward?
Well, just that the two sides seem a long way apart. I mean, it wasn't that long ago that we thought we had some rapprochement here, G20, and Trump and Xi were speaking with each other. You know, we had a set of meetings, could see those happening. It looked like the two sides were talking again, but I think what's happened recently, it's just revealed how far apart both sides are. So this could escalate in a number of different ways. One, as I say, is just that we go all the way to 25% from the US. You know, China's already made some retaliatory moves in terms of agricultural import restrictions on the US. I think another key area to watch, is something that I think is going to be very sensitive for the markets, is the extent to which this morphs into a broader currency war, with pressure on from the president and others, you know, to maybe look to the U.S. starting to get involved in currency intervention or taking measures related to the currency. So far, that has generally been avoided. There was depreciation in the Chinese RMB after this announcement, which is sort of a natural move that you would expect. I mean, generally, that's what currencies will do. If there's a tariff imposed, they will weaken. But if it goes beyond that, and we're really looking at volatility in currency markets as being a way that governments are trying to prove their trade, their competitive positions, that could become, in a way, a lot more volatile than anything we've seen so far on tariffs. So that's a big concern. The other concerns we have are whether or not the U.S. policy broadens to other areas, you know, beyond China. And one of the big areas there is auto imports, which should obviously be a much bigger deal for the Eurozone economy.
And finally, Brian, so what are the silver linings that you can see in this entire situation?
Well, everybody's asking us this question, who stands to benefit? And we're a bit sceptical, to be honest, that we don't see this as a sort of zero-sum game where somebody loses and somebody else gains an equivalent amount somewhere else in the system. Net-net, there's going to be lower global growth as a result of this trade war. I don't think there's any doubt about that. So we fail to find, much by way of a silver lining. There will be some countries in Asia, maybe Mexico to some extent, which could benefit from substitution of U.S. imports away from China to other markets. Vietnam is often quoted as a country that could stand to benefit. The problem there is that you've got two different effects going on here. One, you've got a potential substitution effect which might benefit some countries that gain trade share in the U.S. at the expense of China. But at the same time, China's growth is going to be slower. And one of the key features of the global economy in recent years has been the growing impact that growth in China has on growth everywhere else. So slower growth in China, that's going to have a really big knock-on effect on other countries. I think it's going to be far more significant, to be honest, than some countries getting a slightly bigger share of a smaller pie.
Thank you so much, Brian. And that was Brian Colton, chief economist with Fitch Ratings, based in London. Exceedingly optimistic about this entire US-China trade war, isn't he?
There was no silver lining at all in...
Essentially, no. Because, it's essentially, even when we talk about trade substitutions, Malaysia, Vietnam benefiting. Overall, we are getting a larger piece of a smaller pie. So at the end of the day, no one really is going to benefit from this trade war.
That's right. And I think that a lot of this posturing is very symbolic, right? It's a great gateway into bigger reprisals from either China or the US, because it's not as simple as just saying, what are the forecasts for this 10% hit on $3 billion worth of goods? It doesn't just stop there. It may go into something bigger.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.